wanted to get your opinion on something. I've been following Tennessee football now for 55 years. I went to my first game when I was 6 years old, and I got this disease from my father. And he saw the original third Saturday in October in 28 when Tennessee went down there and beat Alabama with Gene McKeever. But anyway, I don't want to bore you with that. But you know, he told me something long ago that hit me tonight, and it was profound because, you know, I jumped around and celebrated when we won and all that. But what he told me was the best thing about Tennessee football is they may break your heart 100 times, but if they win a big game, it's usually when there's zero chance you think they have to win it. And it's against all odds. And I think that's the real thing that keeps all of us coming back, because we know that sooner or later they're going to do something like they did tonight. And you look back, there's Tennessee, Alabama, 28. There's the Immaculate Reception with Clemson. There's Tennessee, Miami. There's Tennessee, Arkansas in 98, and on and on and on. The miracle at South Bend. You know, those are the times that you really cherish even more than the championships. And I'd just like to hear you, see if you agree with that, and you and Bino. What do you think?
Butch Jones uses the term process a lot, and I don't, you know, after a while I don't hear it. But I'll say this. The process of climbing the mountain in sports and the teams that comprise the ascent along the way are really special. Tonight's win, through the lens of time, I think will be looked back upon and people will go, man, that was absolutely incredible, because it happened with a bunch of guys and some seniors leading the way who have had so little success. And you can't help but appreciate them hanging in there and what it means. You know, that's what's going to make it special to me.
You can never tell how glorious it is to be on the summit until you've been in the depth of the deepest valley.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
But anyway, I just thought it was great. And I think these coaches have had mobile quarterbacks for so long that they subconsciously coach the team to fit that motif. And I think they finally found the last piece they needed to put together something that could be eventually special. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. Thanks for listening to me.
Thank you, Charlie. Bino, your thoughts on what that gentleman said, and then Dobbsy.
I mean, Charlie's exactly right. He and I have been watching Tennessee football about the same amount of time. The most painful thing about the stretch we've been through is, down through my lifetime, we've been rewarded more frequently than we have through this bad stretch of football the last 5 years. Seven, last ten. They've just come fewer and far between. But that was a beautiful thing tonight. And he's right. That's what keeps you there. That's what keeps you watching.
Every once in a while, I go to the golf course and I'm terrible at it. I want to hit one good shot.
Yeah.
Just a one. Just one. I'm not asking for much. To quote Dusty Hill from ZZ Top,
Gibbons.
Billy Gibbons. Is that Billy Gibbons?
Oh, it is Dusty Hill, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. That's one to
Frank Beard.
Yeah, don't, you're playing with a musicologist over here, Dusty. Don't mess with me. 865-200-5402. Tennessee tonight, 345 rushing yards. You know how many sacks they gave up tonight?
Be a big oafer.
They had over 600 yards of offense. 635, to be specific, and they gave up, and they had near zero sacks. And I don't really remember a quarterback really getting hit tonight in that game.
I bet Dobbs is going to be sore tomorrow because he ran the ball a lot and probably got beat up. But it's a good thing you have the off week, and you got to go all out. You got to run him. That's your offense. That's what you do now. you're about a 75% run team, and you run the read option with him and Hurd and mixing a couple of jet sweeps.
Boy, I tell you what, though, Russell, when he threw the ball tonight, now granted, he sailed some balls early. He had
how many
he had
times
tight end
did he
early.
Throw? What were the numbers?
I'll dig that up here.
Maybe 30 passes?
Yeah, I'll dig that up. I had his final line here pulled up, and then I pulled it back down for some stupid reason. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. Tonight's more about celebrating than numbers and statistics, because tonight's game really transcended any final number you could put in front of it.
Has Tennessee ever given up over 600 yards total offense in one game?
I doubt that. Unless it was one of those overtime games where you're counting those numbers.
The Arkansas game back in the day.
Yeah. I would highly doubt that.
Bama in 03.
But this game with the spread offense and all these teams playing fast now, it's morphing right in front of us. You know that, Bino? I mean, for the old people like us, it's
Georgia gave up 380 yards rushing today. To Florida.
To Florida. Who couldn't do anything against us offensively? What are you going to do? Go ahead. Anybody? Bina, let's go back to our phones. I'm sorry. I'm getting lost here. Who's with us? Hello.
Tony, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, it's Baby Love.
Hey, Baby Love. What's up, man? Congratulations.
How are you doing?
Doing great tonight. By the way, Dobbs tonight on the evening, 23 of 40. 301 yards, 2 touchdowns, as long was 42. So he attempted 40 passes quietly in tonight's game. And Dylan Thompson only attempted 32 passes. He had 347 yards receiving on 20 receptions. Jeez Louise. And we won somehow.
It's all that matters in the end.
All that matters.
All those stats you can throw them out. If we lose that game, we're just as down. But, hey, guess what, Tony? When it came down to it, we made the plays at the end of the game. We made the play.
Absolutely incredible, man.
You know, and we hadn't seen that in a long time. But that win's huge. I mean, that win's huge because we lose that game and go to 0-5 in the league, Tony and Bino. We're 0-5 staring Kentucky. You lose the Kentucky game, you might be 0-7 going to Vandy. Now, you take the week off, you come back, and you win at home and get some confidence, and we look like a different team with this guy. And you might be, if you win the Missouri game, on a 4-game winning streak. It's a game changer for the year and the momentum of the program, in my opinion. Do y'all agree?
I agree completely. I mean, when you look at a situation where you've gone from having to win 3 games to having to lose 2 out of 3 not to go, there's a huge difference there.
It's big time.
I've never had such an attitude adjustment mid-game, within a game. Going from as mad and as down as disappointed as I was, to as elated as I was. It's the biggest change of attitude I've ever had in the course of one football game.
Tennessee's had some great comebacks. I actually went to the 05 LSU game when we came back from 21-0 down. One of the few people there, but we've won some, the miracle at South Bend, everything, but here's the deal. I don't ever remember us being down 14 with under 2 minutes to go and winning the ball game. On the run. I mean, we've come back, but we've made it a game early in the second half. Nothing like that. I mean, to do that on the road, that is big time. I don't care how bad we guarded number 11 tonight and how frustrated I was. When it came down to it, we won. We kicked the field goal. They had a chance to score a touchdown. We probably all thought they would. And our defense just, he didn't even have a chance to set up. We made the plays, and I was happy to see it. Guys, that's all I got. I'm as happy as anybody out there. Appreciate it because we made the plays. They didn't give it away. They didn't fumble a handoff. We sacked them. We pushed them back 20 yards and could have pushed them back 20 more if they wanted to run 3 more plays. I felt like they weren't going to get a yard.
No, we
won the game. And guess what, Bino? Oak Ridge went 10-0, baby.
Absolutely.
Roll Wildcats roll. See y'all.
Baby Love, thank you. 865-200-5402. Beano, appreciate you being here tonight, man. That was a lot of fun. Give me a final word here, Beano.
Tony, I just think that this is the type of game that gives you the opportunity to change direction and change the culture. And like I said, I've never had more of an attitude adjustment through the course of a game than I did tonight, because I was fully prepared to come on here waving the white flag and saying, well, hopefully next year we've got some pieces. But this year is alive and well. It's just an amazing win.
Beano, thank you. Tremendous, tremendous, man. It was fun sharing that with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
Dubsy, you're awfully quiet. What are you doing over there, if anything?
Well, give a shout-out to JM. He did, Tennessee gave up over 700 yards in that game against Troy the sincere year. Lots of people tried to purge all memories of the Dooley era from their minds. So, but this is right up there. This is pretty close as far as having just a miserable defensive day that you still are able to find a way to win. But, like Beano said, everything, season's still on course, man, and you've got a chance now to, these last three I don't think are going to be any more difficult than tonight was. So you've got a chance to have a really nice finish to the season.
865-200-5402 is our number. All lines currently jammed. I do want to remind you, one of our sponsors tonight is Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, and they are in the business of providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices to every customer from coast to coast, and never going to sell you something and then hang you out to dry with no technical support, no expertise. Dalton has a knowledgeable and experienced staff going the extra mile to help you with your hydraulic supply questions and needs. And here's the thing. They sell thousands and thousands and thousands of AC and DC hydraulic cylinders and hydraulic power units annually, as well as hoses, hose assemblies, fittings, couplings, hydraulic motors, bearings, online at DaltonHydraulic.com, serving worldwide from beautiful Granger County, Tennessee. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, they are your number one source, whether it's stock or whether you're looking for a custom hydraulic cylinder and power unit. Anything that turns and makes mobile components work, they will have at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. And let me say one other word here before we get going and get back into our second hour of our celebration tonight as Tennessee wins. And I still can't believe I'm saying that right now. But if you are a Class A CDL driver and you'd like to be home every night, I'll bet that would describe you if you're making a living doing that. I'll tell you this. U.S. Foods, a leader in the food service industry, is currently hiring, and a minimum 1 year commercial driving experience required or 6 months food service or food and beverage delivery experience is required. U.S. Food offers a competitive compensation and benefits package, including medical, dental, vision, pension, and 401k plans. Apply online at usfoods.com. U.S. Foods is an equal opportunity employer. Just like Derek Barnett is an equal opportunity destroyer, because tonight he destroyed them in that final drive. I mean, he was in there twice in a row.
How about the sack after the onside kick on third down there in field goal range?
Yes, huge.
I mean, that was, yeah.
Huge.
And because there, people say, well, they're in field goal range, but was there any doubt that Spurrier, if it was fourth and five or less, that Spurrier's going for it? And
absolutely. But the sack takes it.
Runs it out.
Yeah, but the sack takes it completely out of the question.
And Tennessee's, a little luck tonight, finally. Danny O'Brien got away with really a dumb thing when he went over there and kind of slapped Dylan Thompson in the head. They very easily could have called that a 15-yard personal foul. For once, as Spurrier would say, God was smiling on the Vols.
865-200-5402. And we're going to connect with Shawnee Boy Sinclair, as he'll be joining us here momentarily. I do want to say, let's hit the reset button here as we've been with you a little over an hour here as we're celebrating today. Just a quick reset here, just a quick reset for me to get my bearings about me.
It's time for another hour of power on today's game. Yeah! It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction,
where you are the star of the postgame.
Presented without commercial interruption.
The lines are open now. 865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, it's time to get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Just a wild night tonight. Absolutely wild night. 865-200. If you want to hit us up tonight, we'd love to hear from you. 865-200-5402. I'll tell you, I am so proud of this group. I'm so proud to be a volunteer tonight. I feel so blessed to be a part of this evening. Let's get, the great Dr. Sinclair in the hunt and in the mix with us. Dr. Sinclair, your thoughts, and then we'll go to the phones.
Well, Tony, I certainly don't know about great, but that was certainly a great comeback, and we needed that win desperately for any number of reasons. We needed it because we needed to get that bad taste of the Florida game away from us. We needed a road victory. We needed one more win for, you know, potential bowl games. It got to be a point, I think, with a lot of people that, you know, people were kind of getting tired of the cliches. They were tired of hearing the coach speak. They were getting tired of all that. And I think a lot of that just is, you know, I think we just set the reset button with this win. And but the main thought to me was I don't think it was up to par tonight. If you look at the stats, not one touch to Marquez North or Josh Malone. But when you look at it, this program really needed one guy to step up and show them how to win. And I don't know how Josh Dobbs has done that before, but he did it. Yeah, I don't think anybody can deny it. He took the game by the scruff of the neck and the rest of the team and just say, let's go. And yeah, I got this. And he did. And, God bless him. And I'm glad he's our quarterback now.
Let's hear from Josh Dobbs in victory this evening.
It does. It keeps the defense on their heels. We're able to have a balanced attack. Jalen Hurd and I both in the backfield. We had a good balanced running game today. The line did a great job opening up holes. And then when the receivers make plays, it keeps the defense on the heels. They don't know what's coming. So we did a great job executing the game plan.
All right. Who wants to remind after the interception, basically? How did you shake that up?
I knew I was fine. I knew our defense would get a stop. I had full faith in them, and they did. We got great field position afterwards. We were able to capitalize on it.
Josh, you took your...
There he goes. He says that there was never a doubt. I mean, that guy was as cool as he wanted to be. That kid is really good. Wow. Cinco, that was amazing tonight, that comeback. That's legendary, what he delivered tonight.
Yeah, it really is. And what I've noticed about him is when he doesn't have time to think about it and he just has to gun the ball in, he's much more accurate than when he's got to lay it out there. Yeah. If you recall, I mean, he has a lot of difficulty. It's almost like Steve Sachs throwing to first base when he's got to swing the ball out. Either the ball's low, it's behind the back of the receiver, et cetera, or, you know, just a gimme play. But when he's got to just drop back and throw a laser, I mean, he's money. And so the talent's obviously there. It's just going to be time and repetition. And when you stack both him and then Juwan Jennings put on an absolute show last night down at Hoover, if people hadn't heard this, Hoover, Alabama, is one of the top programs perennially in the country. And on the chat boards last night, they quoted the Twitter guy, the guy that is at Hoover, an administrator, said that Jennings is one of the top five athletes to ever step foot into Hoover High School. And he included Josh Booty, Tebow, and some of those guys. So it looks like with he and Dormady coming on, you know, this is going to get a lot better, a lot quicker soon.
Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, we see with Dobbs how much a mobile quarterback, how big a difference that makes, Sean. And, you know, you're going to have two of those guys, too, because we've seen – quarterbacks get hurt both of Butch's years here. Apparently he's had quarterback injury problems in Cincinnati. When you have a system where your quarterback is carrying the ball this much, quarterback's probably going to get hurt at some point. So I think they're going to need Juwan Jennings to come in and You know, hopefully Dobbs can make it through the season, but if he doesn't, you want to have another guy with some mobility there to take his place.
Well, Russell, I agree with you totally. And another thing, I don't know if you've, and I apologize for not keeping up with your show this past week. I dearly love that show. But what I've noticed is that Josh Dobbs' performance over these past 2 weeks, in my opinion, has just opened things up for recruiting, because now you didn't have to go on unconditional faith. You didn't have to go on, hey, let's just look when the freshmen get here, et cetera. You know, the same exact offensive linemen have now performed admirably second half of Alabama. And, I think you said they didn't even give up a sack. They just look all around better. I think other groups are going to start. I don't think the wide receivers had a great game today. I think they weren't blocking well, in my opinion. Malone didn't go get the ball. And I think some of that is because it's easy to start watching Dobbs do his thing, so to speak. And, when they all start clicking, I see us in a bowl game this year. I don't think Missouri, Kentucky, or Vanderbilt are all that good. I thought we'd win this game. I certainly didn't think it would be on an overtime deal, but 7-5 would be a heck of a year.
The great thing about winning tonight is now you can kind of just go all in on this Kentucky game. You've got 2 weeks to prepare for it. It's at home.
Yeah.
This is a game you should win. And then it really doesn't matter what happens in the Missouri game. Yeah, of course you'd like to win it, but you can almost take a win at Vanderbilt for granted because they're so awful.
And, you know, you stare at Missouri right now, and somehow they have the best record in the SEC of anybody combined over the last 2 years in the league, if you saw that number tonight. Plus, they're sitting there in first place somehow. And I'm not even sure most people in the league could name seven players on their roster.
Yeah, their schedule has been
pretty I realize that, but still, it's strange. Yeah. It is a weird year. And Georgia today just lays a complete egg. Let's go back to the phones. You just don't know from week to week in this league. I'm not counting anything a win, and I'm not counting anything a loss based on what I saw tonight. Because you just don't know from week to week. Let's get our next caller in here on your Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Who's this? Hello.
What do you say, guys? It's Smitty. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Smitty. You've got Sinclair and Dubsy Smith.
Well, I'm extremely pumped. I'm really excited about this win tonight. I'm excited about this bye week. I know that may sound crazy, but it's a good opportunity for this defensive line, who is so beat up, to get a week off and kind of get their strength back, because I think that's been real critical in how our defense has played in about the last 3 weeks. You know, we see how much the huge numbers that we've allowed and the amount of points and the third down conversions that we've given up. I think that this bye week coming up is really big for us. And hopefully that could get us ready for Kentucky, to where we can get back to that defense that we've been seeing earlier in the year, where it was almost impossible for teams to get first downs on third down.
Yeah, the bye week, you know, there's some things that definitely have to be tightened up. There were a couple things tonight that were reasons for concern going down the stretch. How about the night guys that Matt Darr had? That was a really strange effort by him. He averaged 32 yards tonight on his three punts, including one that went just 18 yards with 5:16 to go in the second quarter, as Carolina got the ball at their own 46-yard line. So there was some, you know, there were some, obviously on defense, there. Sean, what did you make of Tennessee deciding to start out tonight by playing a lot of zone, and then they tried to go back to man, and no matter what they did, it just didn't seem to work in the secondary tonight at times.
Well, I think the thought on going to the zone was because, you know, some teams have been able to kind of hide Cam Sutton and expose Mosley and Mike Williams, and in fact, the safeties. I thought our safeties, God bless them, I thought they looked like they were carrying, you know, safes on their backs. They were just taking bad angles and slow. So I think the zone is there to kind of shield those guys a little bit. You have to remember that, and you know, we said this in the film study, that Spurrier's calling his plays a lot like he used to call them in Florida, more so than he has under Connor Shaw. So if you remember Jacquez Green, all those guys, they were very good at finding holes in the zones. And it just put our DBs in some bad spots. But I want to throw this out to you guys here real quick, if you allow me. We've got the weekend coming up, rest up, but now we've got two straight home games. We're coming into potential inclement weather, but you would have to think that these are going to be, if not hard sellouts, close to sellouts. Do you think the SEC puts us at night? Do we want to be at night where it's a more raucous stadium, but the weather could be very cold and, unpleasant? What are your thoughts on that? Because I think I think Kentucky and Missouri could really run into a hornet's nest.
Smitty, you're at the table. If you're czar, what kickoff time you want to see for those games?
You know, I wouldn't mind to get that SEC network spot at 4:00. I think that would be a good game. Everybody would be pretty excited that it wouldn't be at noon. At the same time, it wouldn't be at 7:00. So you're getting the best of both worlds there.
Now, I will say,
possible.
Windows-wise, Smitty, if that happens, that would mean that Tennessee would be the least attractive game of the day. That's where that falls. That's usually the last pick of the litter. That game goes to the runt, if you will, of the litter.
Yeah, I mean, but that doesn't really bother me. I mean, that doesn't really bother me. As long as we're getting wins, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we were on SEC Network tonight. We weren't getting watched. That 7:30 game is almost as bad as the 4:00 game, just because you've got the ESPN doesn't want a good game running on the SEC Network to interfere with their good games on ABC or ESPN, or at the worst, ESPN2, because there were some decent games on tonight.
I'll tell you what's really strange, Smitty, about today, and they had a week and a half. Somebody jump in here. Why would you take Florida and Georgia and put that at 3:30 in the national television game? And why would you not want that Auburn-Ole Miss game? Or even that Mississippi State-Arkansas game, but especially that Auburn, as it turns out, that Auburn-Ole Miss game tonight, featuring two top five teams, was a time capsule classic football game.
Yeah, they probably should have taken that one. I guess they're just the cocktail party and the tradition of that matchup and everything, but
horrible football game.
No, not much.
Horrible.
If it's me and I'm Tennessee, I want those games at night, particularly the Kentucky game, because they like to throw it around a lot, and I would imagine that the cold weather would be more of a deterrent to them and what they want to do offensively than it would be to Tennessee.
You imagine how pumped our crowd's going to be for that game. That Kentucky game will be very, very hard to get into.
For the first time in a long time.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I know
right.
It's insignificant, but is this one of the games a game you pull out the alternative jerseys or whatever? Again, I know it's insignificant, but we could use all the atmosphere we can generate.
What was that? Say
I
it
sure
again.
I hope not.
What'd you say, Cinco? Say it again.
Well, I was wondering. It doesn't mean a lot to some people, but I wondered if one of these last two home games, do they decide to bring out the alternative uniforms?
Man. You know what? I don't know if I wouldn't just pack those things away. They didn't work too well last year. My vote would be keep them on ice.
Those kids in Siberia,
look at UCLA tonight.
Uniforms by now.
UCLA has some gorgeous unis, and they whipped out some awful things today. I mean, they are terrible.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at it right now. They look like Army men that we used to play with when we were kids.
Oh, they're terrible.
Army men. Flat black on flat, whatever that is.
That's
primer color. Primer color. That's UCLA right there. Yes, it is.
I'll get out of your way real quick, but I don't mean to be critical at all of anything tonight. I am really, really excited about the win and what that means for our last three games. That definitely takes a lot off our shoulders, but still, we still have a lot to do as far as getting into a bowl game. I think that the defense really needs to step it up. Tonight was probably, besides that Troy game, that's probably the worst defensive effort I've seen in a long time. But yet they stepped up when the time mattered. The freshmen made some big plays, and that shows a lot moving on for the future. And the other thing is I am, and I don't know what you guys think it is,
But I think that the coaching staff almost needs to relax a little bit on the sidelines. I was pretty upset when I saw Butch Jones chewing out a trainer there in the fourth quarter with about, you know, 6 minutes left, something like that. I thought that was a little bit unnecessary, and we always see him ripping the officials and really getting in their faces, and almost feel like that affects some of our calls from time to time. I don't know what you guys think about that, and that they just need to quit worrying about what's going on around them and just coaching, just start coaching and, you know, not worrying so much about the officials and letting them do their things. I know that's hard with SEC officials, but I just want to kind of get y'all's take on that and hope that the bye week is good to get this team rested and healthy for the Kentucky game, because that's going to be a ball game.
Cinco, you go ahead and go first. Smitty, thank you. Great talking to you. Your thoughts, Cinco?
I don't, you know, certainly you'd like to not give up that kind of yardage, but, you know, this team's coming off three straight 500-plus yard total offense performances, and while it hasn't been against the, you know, the Alabama, it certainly was against Auburn, and Auburn may play for a national championship. So they're doing this to everybody. I thought that, you know, Farrell Cooper, okay, but you know what? A lot of times, Dylan Thompson's not going to kill you. A lot of times, it's Mike Davis is going to kill you. And I don't remember him having a huge game against us, you know, moving chains, et cetera. So, you know, I'm going to give him a break. I still think we're undermanned in some positions in the back four, and that'll get better. As far as Butch Jones, that was a GA he was on, and a lot of times GAs are involved with personnel groupings, getting the right guys on the field. And I think there was a deal where they didn't have enough people on there. You know, it's six and one half a dozen of the other. I kind of like a coach that, you know, makes people accountable on the sideline. And if you're going to give me fire or ice, I'm going to take fire all day long.
Back to the phones we go.
That guy was like that. I felt sorry for that dude. He reminded me of like the time I wrecked my dad's car in high school, just getting balled out.
The kid obviously has some responsibility. Jason Kroom did tonight. Kudos to him. He caught maybe the biggest pass of the year, and here he is.
What does that feel like for you guys to make that kind of comeback?
We're trying to handle adversity like that. We never got down. We knew we can win. We just had to execute.
Jason, you talk about Josh. Those one interception right on the goal line. You guys were down 14. You know, what was he like right there? Were you still composed when he came over to the sideline? And were you guys picking him up? Just what was the feeling?
Yeah, we always stood together no matter what. Josh, he's real good. He's a resilient guy. He bounced back pretty quick. You know, things happen. We was there for him to make up for a mistake.
It's amazing. I mean, that is absolutely amazing that you could have a turnover like that, come back and still win the game, and all the things that happened in tonight's football game. And you know, sometimes guys, we can sit around and we can analyze these things and beat them to death. And the truth is, there are times for those just joining, you got to hear this.
Not much to say, obviously. A lot of guys really had sensational games. Farrell Cooper, Brandon Wiles, and so forth. One or two calls I wish I could have done over. But we couldn't hold the lead, as we all saw. Just not good enough. Not good enough to hold the lead. Not coached well enough overall as a team. I've done a lousy job of maximizing what we've think we got here. We can score a few points, but we find a way to lose. And yes, this is a tough one. It'll take a while to get this one out of your system. But we've had about three or four like this year, so I guess I should be getting used to it by now. But
just a dagger.
I have a tough time getting used to these kind of things. A lot of guys played well, but we couldn't hold the lead there. So. Hey, I don't need to take any questions. You guys watched it, and I need to just get out of here.
Need just get out of here.
Please tell me he kicked the door open on his way out of there.
Hey, Cinco, it's great, Russell. He just needs to get out of here.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this, though. I think he's been in quite a zone and calling plays.
Oh, no question.
This year. I think he's, you know, he's doing some of his best work in years. But I do this. I don't know if he's done or if he's not done, but I will say this. The South Carolina program is, they're on the downslide of the hump, if you will. I believe they've hit their zenith over the past three or four years, and the way their talent is just kind of cycling right now, I don't believe they're getting the elite talent. I don't think they're getting in the elite talent in the future classes. And I think they start migrating down the ladder a little bit.
Hey, a couple.
I don't know if he has the stamina to do that again.
You're going
to
like this. A couple folks on Twitter that ought to know, including one individual, kind of folks that listen to us, and I love this because I believe in an army of thousands, saying that who got ripped on the sidelines was actually a trainer.
Wow.
That was okay. A trainer. So why would you rip a trainer? What would that be about? He step on his toes, maybe?
Well, I wasn't a manager. I mean, I wasn't a trainer. I was a manager, but I took more than my fair share of ass chewings in 4 years. And for some, I didn't even know what he was talking about.
Right. Sometimes you just need somebody to chew on, and you happen to be in the way.
Well, that's right. And let me tell you what, you want to find a hole quickly because you know there's not a thing you can do. The only variable in that deal is how much ass they're chewing off and when they get tired, because that's all that's happening right there.
865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us, tonight on your Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. I'm Tony Basilio. Russell Smith is alongside. Let's go back to our phones as all lines stay jammed. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. It's MP.
Hey, MP. Welcome.
John, how you doing? Russell.
Hey, Keith. Good to hear from you.
Hey, real quick, guys. I'm a little concerned with the zone defense the last 2 weeks. Has there been any reason to point to why they would go away from something's working? And obviously, I'm not trying to take away from tonight, but you know, South Carolina basically had Mike Davis and Terrell Cooper. And my thoughts were, you got to do what you got to do to contain those guys. I don't know. I just thought that being in a zone was weird.
Well, I think if you take a look at the second half, or toward the end of the first half, and then the second half of the Ole Miss game, and then the Alabama game, it was just, you know, Mosley and some of those guys were just getting eaten alive. And maybe it's a, hey, if you're going to kill us in 10 plays rather than one play. So it's just, you know, AJ and our two safeties aren't built for that. They're just slow and slow reacting. But it, you know, that's just the way it goes. It's just pick your poison, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so. And talking about the safeties, I wonder why TK is not out there a little bit more.
That's a great question. I was wondering that myself.
I wonder what the deal is there with TK Jr. What is the deal? Why is he not out there? You know, this kid makes plays when he's on the field. He's going to make mistakes. The guys we have at safety right now tonight, Randolph Cinco had a tough night tonight.
I thought he was out of. I mean, I'm gonna lay that Farrell Cooper touchdown pass on him. I mean, there's no way Mosley was chasing him. There's no way a cornerback's supposed to be covering that. No way. So I thought it just wasn't a great game for him. And McNeil, you know, McNeil's had some nice hits breaking up balls throughout the season, but he's still athletically not what you really need at the top tier of the SEC.
Guys, how big was Jalen Hurd breaking that tackle on that fourth down where he scored to cut it to a touchdown? I mean, he gets brought down there and, you know, that game ends with Carolina winning by two touchdowns.
I think it was huge, and I just wonder if you're going to – I think a big weight has been lifted off the whole team. I wouldn't be surprised if these next 2 weeks you see a Tennessee team comes out that looks a whole lot more efficient, whole lot more relaxed, and a whole lot more effective. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think this is a team, you know, you look at a few weeks ago, and the chance, you know, the chance is there to win 8 games for the season, and that was unheard of 2 weeks ago. I just wonder if Kenny Chesney's had a bad night, because, you know, I know he's a Spurrier guy. You think he had a dilemma, Tony?
Yeah, he had a little dilemma tonight, but his Florida Gators won, so that picked him up.
Well, at least you don't have the guy Josh calling in yet. Maybe he passed out about noon. So,
yeah. Poor Josh. 865-200-5402 is our number tonight on your Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Brocky online just said, I think that was a defensive quality control coordinator. 10 men on the field on that long TD run, and that was the issue.
He didn't look it to me. Just knowing what trainers and managers look like, it did not look like a trainer just standing there. No way.
Well,
there
he
certainly wasn't much quality, and it was completely out of control. Well, also that.
The word is that the trainer didn't communicate with the quality control coach, so he went over and started screaming at the trainer. That's what they're saying, but I don't know. Again,
well, look, like that trainer or manager, they're not communicating anyway. They're just trying to get out of the way.
865-200-5402 is our number if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us tonight. And let's grab our next caller and a special assist to Todd Coffey, who's listening to us tonight up in beautiful Morristown. Hello and welcome to the show to our next caller. You're on the Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mustang from Gallenberg.
Hey, great to hear from you tonight, Mustang Sally.
Yeah, that's right. I'm calling a bunch of dudes here, and they have lots of things for me to talk about with you, but I'm a first-time caller, and I want to talk about different things.
All right, go ahead.
So, my husband makes me listen to you all the time on lunch breaks, and my gosh, it's really exhausting, but you're pretty funny, and you have a lot to say. Let me just tell you this. We listen to you all the time.
Oh, no. I won't hold that against you, okay?
Oh, you shouldn't hold it against me. It's pretty fun. I mean, we're listening to you in Gatlinburg. We're snowed in up in the mountains. Excellent.
That ain't a bad deal. Well, it doesn't sound bad.
Mrs. B's up late, Tony. Wow.
So that's not Mrs. B. What everybody wants to know is what's going on with the kicking game.
Boy, that's a really great question. You know, tonight was a rough night for both facets of our kicking game. And, you know, the thing about a kicking game is you don't want to notice it. You don't want to notice it. Tonight, Medley all of a sudden, little shaky, and Dar tonight, as we said before, that's the kind of stuff when you lose a game, and if you lose a close one and you lose a tough one, that's the kind of stuff that scares you. Let's listen in here to Medley here for a second. And I want to get your thoughts on the phone lines there up in Gatlinburg. Here, listen in.
You know, that's a special moment, and you know, it's a great moment for the seniors to finally get a program win like this.
And for you, not being able to connect in the second half, and then when it really mattered to knock on that field goal in overtime, what did that mean to you and this team?
It meant everything. You know, this is a really it was a great team effort. You know, defense had the offenses back, and special teams had defense back. So you know, just looking ahead, this is a great program win, and it's going to propel us into the future.
Did you talk about it at all? Coach says he thought about taking a timeout there, maybe let the wind die down a little bit because it was tough out there tonight, but he said his gut was to let you go ahead and kick that. Did you guys talk about that at all?
Not really. You know, he trusts me and I trust him in his decision-making. The wind played a huge factor in tonight's game.
You know, that's really interesting because there were people tonight in the Twittersphere that were going crazy talking about, and some folks in the stadium as well that were tweeting out about how that wind was swirling and how it was just no condition to attempt a field goal like that. I don't know. I don't think any of us have the answers. What do you say, Mustang Sally, to that when you hear that young man talk?
Well, I'm going to move on and just say one more thing. I'm going to hang up because I don't think I'm adding much. But I'm going to tell you is, we were listening to you in Thailand, in Mexico. My husband makes me listen to you all the time. And we were listening to you talk about World Cup, and everybody was giving you crap about it. And we thought it was totally awesome. So, anyways, totally different subject, but way to go. We were great listeners of the program, and keep saying what you're saying. And we're interested to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. Great talking to you, Mustang Sally, tonight in Gatlinburg, 865-200-5402. Sinclair, they were listening to your World Cup stuff. How about that, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Mustang Sally's kind of slow playing you. I don't think she's forced to watch. I think she wants to listen to you on her own. But, Tony, you know, about the medley, I didn't have a big problem with his misses. He was missing small, and, you know, the winds were bad there. Dar's a disaster, but the, you know, I have total confidence in Medley. If it was a cool, nice calm night down there, I think he nails both those.
You're interesting, Cinco, because you're very subtle. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402, and hello, welcome.
Tone Tech,
Take care, Spike. How you doing, bud?
Hey, TAS. What's up, man?
Man, it's my girlfriend's been talking tonight, said I need to talk to my therapist, and here I am.
Well, it's great to be here, and we you know, we've been getting through it together here in recent weeks, and tonight we get to lift everybody up and just celebrate and smile and laugh about it, and boy, what a great win.
Yeah, telling them I'm a happy man tonight. Dubsy, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I'm going to try my best to be well-behaved tonight.
Go right ahead.
Tony, it was a hell of a win. I'll tell you what, I finally, like I said the other couple weeks ago, I'm going to go ahead and get my man in there. He finally did it for us. We had the right man in there to finally lead us to victory. We had a read option guy that finally got us.
It's not a read option.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But
that's what
there's an actual option now.
Oh, that's the option part of the
read. It's no longer the read no option.
When is that class he's holding for all the media? When is that coming up?
I don't know, but I want to attend that. I need that.
That's a must go to.
In the worst way.
I think the class is now out of session after today.
Interesting.
Isn't it amazing, Spike, how one individual, one guy can have that kind of an impact on a team, on a game, on a year? Joshua Dobbs's run before halftime tonight, as much as what happened down the stretch, to me that was a signature moment. We haven't seen a quarterback that's able to do that with his wheels here in a long time. And the thing about him, Sean, is they call these guys long striders. It doesn't even look like he's moving all that fast. And then, man, he cut. And I mean to tell you, he made the SC secondary look like Virginia the other night against Florida State, the way they just gave up a big play to him there before halftime.
You know what? I don't know. This makes no sense, but he's the most robotic, fluid athlete I've ever seen.
I agree with that. He's robotic and fluid at the same time. I don't know how that – I guess that's a part of his intelligence, composure, or just his overall presentation.
I think it's like Sean said earlier, when he's just kind of winging it out there and flinging it down the field, he looks really great. But when he's taking the three – like on the interception, he takes the three-step drop, very methodical wind-up, and it was just an awful throw, just underthrew him about 10 yards.
But when he steps up in the pocket and he's being rushed like tonight when he got the ball out to the tight end a couple times or hit a couple of those slants down the middle or that pass to Alex Ellis, which was unbelievable, you know, this is a guy who threw some really impressive balls tonight.
Well, he hit big down the middle. It was through traffic. It was a great pass.
Insane. Insane.
I mean, you watch him. He's slower than last in January. Yet he's running by everyone. It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. He looks extremely slow, but then you don't run away from SEC defenders and players of that caliber at the end of the first half without really moving on a football field.
You know what really reminds me of Tone is Matt Jones at Arkansas. He's a long strider. You never thought he was going to beat anyone, but he ran by everyone.
Who, by the way, Matt Jones, last time I checked, was an NFL-caliber athlete. No question about it. That's a great comparison.
Yeah. Except the good news is Josh doesn't play in the snow.
That's a great way of putting it, Tack Air Spike.
He keeps it clean. He's in the engineering books. That's the best part about him.
Yes. I mean, the whole aerospace thing, what the guy wants to do. He's a genius-level kid. Boy, I just can't even tell you how thrilled I am for the way this has turned out for him. This guy went from third-string redshirting to not really knowing if he had a future here to all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, he is a rock star, Sinclair. Literally a rock star.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Another thing that I noticed throughout the game was as soon as he got near contact, he was protecting the ball. I really, they say you only have to tell him something once. When he got hit last week at Alabama and coughed it up, it looked like he was bound and determined not to have that happen again. because you know, any number of times he had two hands on the ball when he was going through traffic.
Spikey, anything else for us tonight?
I mean, Tone, it really is incredible. He went from a rocket scientist to a rock star in the middle of overnight. It's incredible.
Yes, and what planet would you say you're orbiting right about now?
I'm probably in a different one than you.
Yeah, I would say you sound like you're in a you sound like you're in a different plane, my man. But thank you.
I'm feeling good, Tone.
Yeah, hey, it's what we're here for. Thank you, nonetheless. I keep people from you like from driving.
Those commercials. I think Tack Air Spike's calling from whatever USA.
What in the hell? Where was he coming from, Cinco? And where do I get some?
Man, let me tell you what. My days of doing that are long past me. So. God love them, because those are fun days.
I'm going back to the phones, 865-200-5402, if you want to get in with us tonight. And, boy, a lot of folks still want to talk this evening. As I will remind you that we're presented by our friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic. And our friends at Smartway, go smartway.net online, located at 8416 Kingston Pike out near Bearden High School. Also, two locations for our listeners over in the Carolinas, two locations over in the Charlotte area. And the way Smartway works is they have everything for your home store, everything for your home, rather, that you could need, from furniture to appliances to electronics to cell phones, even offering tires. And the way it works is you can pay your way. You can choose 120-day, 6 months, same as cash. Pay the cash-only price within the first 120 days or 6 months, or choose a lease, purchase, rent-to-own, in which you choose your payment amount and frequency, and you can change it any time you want without the hassle of a new agreement. And that's why we call it Pay Your Way, Smart Way, and also the home of Smart Money, because the best part of that all is all on-time lease payments earn 2% in-store cash credit that can be used anytime for what you want, when you want, at Smartway. We get ready to go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. And for our callers calling in, the way this works, and because we've had some folks hang up, this is how it works. I'm producer free since Matt walked out on me right after the Florida game, and I've just been sort of experimenting with this. And I'm producer free right now. And so if you'll call in at this late hour, you will hear the phone click in, you'll hear my voice, and that's how you'll know that you're on hold. We have it on auto attendant is what we call it. So 865-200-5402, you were saying, Russell.
I know it's kind of a moot point. You don't want to criticize too much because they won. But
yeah.
Anybody else kind of hoping that Butch would have gone for two at the end of regulation there? You know, South Carolina's not stopping you at all.
No. I kick extra point. What do you think, Shawnee?
No, not with a mobile quarterback. I think there's no reason to take that chance. I really like our chances with Dobbs in the overtime.
Yeah. Now, if I have Worley at quarterback and I tie that game on, get lucky a couple times and tie it, I probably think about going for it.
What about the onside kick? Should he have kicked away there with three timeouts and 2 minutes to go?
Well, he's had two kicks this year, and both of them have just not been great. So they really need to rethink that whole deal.
That was a horrible onside kick, wasn't it?
It didn't even go 10 yards.
Chance. Yeah, you got to give yourself. And how about the recovery there from Pharaoh Cooper? I mean, that guy, you talk about somebody that's on another plane. That guy looked like he had an S on his cape. What in the hell was that?
And
how do you catch a ball like that?
I've watched a ton of South Carolina games this year. I mean, he's a nice player. He's a good athlete.
He ain't all that.
Never had a game like tonight. I mean, that came out of nowhere.
No.
Hey, guys, here's one thing that I think is kind of interesting is the fact that we're able to hold on to three timeouts to at the end of that game. And, you know, I think that's a testament to what the offensive line, all their shifting around and a relatively new quarterback and all the freshmen, et cetera. So, you know, nothing's perfect over there, but in some things they're doing a great job because they're not making the undisciplined penalties that you see a lot of times in a young team.
I just, I'm blown away by what we saw tonight. You could sit around and analyze that thing and talk about it till you're blue in the face, or you take that game and you go, man, it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. As I welcome our next caller to the show, hello. You're on the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
What's up, brother?
Hey, who's this?
It's Zombie, bro.
Hey, buddy, what's up, man?
On the way back from the game, had a blast.
Ah, it's great. Glad to hear that.
Got a little one of the little man sacked out in the back. My buddy Phil's driving. We're making good time, but then we got to see the team leave. Kid got pictures with Astro Dobbs. It was a great night. Have we had a dynamic quarterback like this since Heath Shuler?
Great question. T. Martin was pretty dynamic.
Did he ever have 166 yards on the ground?
Nobody's ever done that.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Considering the circumstances, that was an amazing, crazy performance.
I don't want to take anything away, so I'm going to be very specific in what I say. I am extremely, extremely proud of the young men. They earned it. They never quit. They played hard. Honest to God, some of the coaching decisions were very interesting. I didn't really understand a lot of them. I still honestly have questions about our coaches. I'm not going to take anything away from them. Deserve to celebrate and enjoy, okay? Just like all the rest of us, this is a big win. Not signature, but it's a big win. You don't just go on the road and win the SEC in overtime. That just doesn't always happen. But some of the things I saw tonight were very questionable to me. However, with that said, that's for another day. I'm really, really proud of this team. We all lost our voice just yelling at them because we were so excited for them after the game. These grown men getting misty-eyed. It was awesome, guys. What a scene. I wish you could have been there.
Let me ask you something. Speaking of the scene. First of all, how many of our fans left when we're down 14? Did any?
Well, about maybe 1 in 20, maybe.
Because they showed a shot of the stadium, and up top especially looked extremely barren.
It was barren the whole game up top.
Really? So it was not a hard sellout, huh?
If they said they're lying. No, it's not a hard sellout. No.
Lots of empties.
Lots of empties.
They've had trouble getting people there even during the last 3 years there, which is really odd. But Carolina's had trouble filling their stadium. What would you say was capacity tonight, percentage-wise?
90?
That's odd to me.
I mean, maybe a little higher. I don't really know because I don't know capacity. I mean, there's a lot of people there. And I will give this to South Carolina. I went to the Grove like 2 or 3 weeks ago. South Carolina blew them out of the water.
Oh,
they were really fun fans.
Yeah, they're great people.
There's a few of, you know, everybody has bad eggs.
Sure.
You know, cosmic kids and stuff. But for the most part, they were really good. I got to tip my cap. I'm sure some of them would listen to you, but it was we just had a blast. It was a great day.
What
it
were
was
you
cold,
guys?
It was rainy.
Oh, it was nasty. What were you guys doing when Tennessee scores that tying touchdown? When it looks like it's about to happen?
What were we doing?
Yeah,
me and my buddy Phil and my buddy Cody were standing, and we were all over at ESPN. That's what we were doing. We were in the end zone where Tennessee scored on the opposite side of the end zone on the first row, sitting there because all their fans left. They thought they'd won the game, so we just sat right on. I mean, literally on their hedge.
That is classic. That's something you'll never forget, man.
It was great.
A ton of their people left. Their people left because they thought the game was over.
Well, they were cussing us on the way out, letting us know about it. And I just turned around and said, guys, this game isn't over. Our boys don't quit. And on the onside kick was the worst onside kick I've seen Tennessee kick in my life. But they played hard. They played good defense. They got the ball back. They knew what they're supposed to do. Spurrier made a bad call, in my opinion. They could have probably easily won the game right there. He made a bad call. We got the ball back, and we scored. And Astro Dobbs is for real, guys. He's for real.
Let me ask you something. Did you see the UT fan get arrested on the field after the game tonight?
No, I did not. I'm sorry, I did not.
Well, I'm being told by Ron Wright Wannabe that there's a shot somewhere online, and one of our fans had the presence of mind while in handcuffs to flash the number one sign.
I saw that. That's the same picture that's... That was from the 95 Alabama team.
Ah, darn it.
That's been researched.
Darn it. I wanted that to be.
That is a great picture.
Yeah, I wanted that to be tonight.
Well, guys,
I don't mean to take up all your airtime. I know you got other people, but I just wanted to say, as a fan, honest to God, I've been to a bunch of road games, and it's absolutely the most fun I've ever had. I literally lost my voice twice. I went out after half and got more water so I could get my voice back. And, I mean, here's the thing, and this I came back to it. We greeted the players as they came out, Azani, all the whole coaches, everything. We just kept saying thank you for not quitting on us, and we never quit on them. Our fans really, really gave everything they had today. And we, at the end of that game, were so much louder in overtime than they were. I know that sounds crazy. And then they were dumb enough to pick